it's good that it worked out. I mean, you know, after the trials and tribulations that Sauce went through buying it one piece at a time, it probably, you know, it's weird that they sell it one piece at a time when in reality you do kind of just need all of those different parts to really make it a useful radio.
WESDS is KWU. Yeah, so I actually have figured out that the radios, the receiver is actually a lot better than I anticipated it was going to be, considering who made it and what country it comes from. But it's the SDI receiver is actually really good in it. The one thing I found is that, like, on CW is a little quirky, but, like, since you don't do CW, I guess it would be a big issue for you. I've noticed that on a couple of the POTA activations, like, the back monitor is a little weird, but, like, apparently my transmitted signal is fine. And as far as, like, for voice and for digital modes, it works really well. So it's like, yeah, I can see why, like, a bunch of, like, new general class hams would jump on these things. And I've even talked to a couple of people the past couple of weeks that have, you know, 100-watt rigs, and I've been like, yeah, I'm kind of interested in one of these things so I can, like, get into POTA or SOTA or, you know, like, winter field day, summer field day, you know, whatever.